agree.
Hello and welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-877-912-PLAY. And it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, I want to talk about a person by the name of, let's see here, this person's name is, Carmelo Flores Lara. Carmelo Flores Lara just turned 123 years of age. Apparently is the world's record of documented aged human beings from Bolivia. And this guy is alive today. He didn't die. This is a birthday announcement, not an obituary. And he is a native Aymara Indian. He's a sheep herder, still herding sheep at 123 years of age. He lives at 13,000 feet elevation in a small village near Lake Titicaca in a straw, thatched roof, dirt floor, no utilities house or hut, right? He just speaks Aymara, doesn't speak Spanish or any other language. Well, I want you to appreciate, with the exception of one person, Jean Calmen from France, who was the farmer holder of the most well-documented oldest person, 122 years old, 164 days, something like that, Jean Calmen from Paris, France. Everybody with these records are little old people from third-world cultures, are illiterate, and they have no utilities. They live out in the boonies. They're never Harvard medical doctors, okay? They're never professors of medicine from a medical school. They're never even a country doctor. So why is it that these people have 40 times 100-year-olds we do? Why is it these people have 100-year-old per 250 of their population, and we with the most expensive health care in the world, more doctors per capita than any other country in the world, why is it that we don't have anywhere near? I mean, they have 100-year-old per 250 of their population. We only have 100 per 10,000. What's going on here? Well, these places, according to the National Geographic, are called Blue Zones, and they're written up in the book Immortality and in the book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. These two books, Immortality and Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, will share with you everything you need to know of why these people are so successful when it comes to health and longevity. It's not medical care. They do not have doctors. They do not have hospitals or clinics. They do not have insurance, private or government. They do not have pharmaceuticals or pharmacies. And but they do have a 25 common threads, all of which are listed in the book Immortality. So I urge you to contact your Longevity Associate if you're interested in actually living chronologically well beyond 100, say 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, well, being biologically 30, 40, 50, contact your Longevity Associate and ask for that book Immortality and the book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And the secret is dumb luck. The secret is dumb luck. In fact, there was a National Geographic issue May of 2013 that came out. It was a big article, and the cover story says it had a child from Costa Rica, and the cover says, this child will live to be 120. And they can say it with great assurance and certainty because they've been doing it for thousands of years, because by dumb luck, and they say this in the article, we don't know if this is genetic or just dumb luck. Well, it's dumb luck because all these people who live in the blue zones, all these long-lived cultures around the earth have many things in common, 25 things in common, but one of the more important ones is they live on land that has more than 60 minerals in it. They use glacial milk to irrigate their gardens, which is loaded with silt. It looks like milk. That's what they call it, glacial milk. They still use wood ashes in their garden. Wood ashes are not ashes. They're really the minerals that are left when you burn away the carbon in the wood. They throw those plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the garden. They may irrigate it with either water from glaciers or water from muddy-type rivers where there's lots of silt, lots of minerals in there. And these plants and the land continually get restored. And so people were supplementing for thousands and thousands of years with minerals. And people say, well, my granddaddy lived to be 102 and he never supplemented. Well, did he have a wood stove? Yeah, and he threw the wood ash in the garden. Well, he did supplement then. Now, the supplementations weren't in capsules or tablets, but they were supplementing these plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the garden. And unfortunately, we don't do that anymore. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, everything changed. That's when Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant on Pearl Street in New York City, overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. Well, within 10 years, every town and every city in the industrialized world switched from wood as the universal fuel to electricity, propane, and natural gas. Okay, now, here comes the ultimate question. How many wood ashes are left over when you fuel your home with electricity, propane? Well, of course, none. Well, what did doctors tell you to replace all those minerals with? Nothing. In fact, they said, don't take vitamins and minerals. You get everything you need from your food. And they forgot that the wood ashes went away. Plants don't make minerals, and they only need 3. We need 60. So if you're eating a pretty good slice of organically grown multigrain bread baked by the pastor's wife with love on the Sunday that he gave his very best sermon, you're still 57 mineral short. Nutritional minerals, which make up 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients, do not occur as a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. And the only way that you can guarantee that you're going to get all 90 essential nutrients, including all 60 essential minerals, is to consistently, obsessively supplement. Now, I've been supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 65 years. That's right. I've been taking essentially the Healthy Start Pack twice a day for 65 years since I was 9 years old. I have not been sick during that time. That's a pretty profound statement. I've never been a prescription drug in my whole life. My blood pressure is 90 over 60. My resting pulse is 43. It does spike to 45 when I get angry or irritated. And all my blood work is right in the middle, right in the normal of everything. You can do the same thing yourself. Ask your Youngevity associate for the book, Immortality, the book Rare Earths and Cures, and above all, the 90 Essential Nutrients. We'll be back with more truth, justice, and the Youngevity way, and let's play doctor after these messages.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And we have the A-team in today. How's it going, Tom?
Dr. Wallach, welcome back. I know you've just, I'm doing fine, thank you, by the way. But we know you just returned from about a two-week tour of Brazil. That had to be exciting.
Yeah, it was. And we were introducing the Youngevity concepts of the 90 for Life, the whole thing about taking the 90 essential nutrients. Of course, Brazilians are really into beauty and health. Of course, you remember that famous song, being an ex-disc jockey, remember?
Girl from Ipanema, right?
Girl from Ipanema.
I knew where you were headed, yep.
I had to see those Ipanema girls.
I bet you did.
All in the bikinis on the beach.
That's right. Copacabana.
And then, of course, had to learn a little bit of Portuguese because they speak Portuguese there. And
how do you say hello in Portuguese?
Oi, tudo bem.
Wow, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah. And, of course, they also say things like, when thank you, they'll say obrigado or brigado, which is a short thanks.
Thing. That sounds similar to Japanese.
Yes, it does. And remember Jimmy Durante?
Yep.
He used to say that on the show. I didn't know where that came from. Obrigado.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah, he used to say that. It's Portuguese. I don't know why he did that. Maybe he was dating Carmen Miranda.
Could have been.
Yeah, who was from Brazil. Very interesting stuff. At any rate, did get to visit some rainforests and jungles, which is really super duper, and really appreciated that. And we believe we've set down some tap roots there. We got things going. I was spoke for 2 days, not for the whole 2 days, but I spoke once each of 2 days of a 3-day conference there for doctors from all over the world. I think they were there from 18 different countries, 1,200 doctors. And we sponsored 83 of them into the Youngevity system. So we're very, very excited about that. We're spreading around the world now.
That's great.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's get started here. And I appreciate being back on American soil. It was a lot of fun in Ipanema, but in Sao Paulo, but it was it's even better fun to come home. So let's go to Washington State. And Sharon, Sharon, you're on the air. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
I have my doctor's report before me.
Okay.
And it says I have atrial fibrillation.
Oh, atrial fibrillation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm? 427.31. Do you want the numbers afterwards?
No, that's not necessary.
Okay.
And what does he propose to do?
Excuse me?
And what does he propose to do about it?
Give me rat poison.
Oh, warfarin?
Warfarin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some blood thinners, okay. Yeah, well, let me ask you a couple of questions. How much do you weigh, dear?
Well, I'm still about 340.
Okay, and how tall are you?
About 5'7".
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 70.
Okay, and let's see here. Do you have any skin issues? Eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
Yes. Yes. Right now I have a let's just call it candida.
Okay, but you can see skin things, right?
Yes, and okay. I'm wondering, he gave me a powder for it. Isn't there something that can go through the system and clean it all out?
Oh, yeah, we're going to deal with that in a second, but I need to ask you just a couple more questions here so we're all on the same page.
Sorry.
Now, that's all right. Did you have asthma as a kid?
I have a little bit of it now.
Okay.
Not much.
Okay. Now, do you have children?
Yes.
And do any of them have asthma or skin problems?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Asthma.
Okay. Now, you have what's called gluten intolerance. You've passed it on to your kids. It's not a genetic thing, but it is passed through the cord blood and passed on through breast milk. So whether you breastfed your kids or not, you pass it on to them. Boys can get it, but they can't pass it on unless they're, you know, pregnant and breastfeeding their babies. Only girls pass it on through cord blood and our breast milk as gluten intolerance. So the first thing that you have to do is going to help you with your weight. It's going to help you with your asthma. It's going to help you with skin problems. And, of course, all your sisters and brothers and your kids and their kids, everybody's got to get on a gluten-free diet. We actually have a CD out called Serial Killers. I'd urge you to get a hold of that because it's the hidden places that you'll find gluten that are going to get you. It's easy to give up bread. But the other hidden places, you know, like they use wheat flour as thickener in tomato soup and gravies and breadcrumbs and things like meatloaf and meatballs and things. So in chocolate milk, ice cream, it's in everything. Yogurt, it's in everything. Got to read the labels. And then, ideally, by body weight, we have to deal with this by body weight. But let's go back to this atrial fibrillation. It's not a heart problem, although they'll treat it like a heart problem. It's not a heart problem. Do you ever have any back problems?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about high up, in between your shoulder blades, your neck? You have any problems up in there?
Oh, I used to have it terribly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I used...
Okay.
It was real painful in between my shoulders, especially when I drove.
Yeah, well, that's what's causing the atrial fibrillation. Do you know if you've shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old?
I took a spill at a swimming pool, and I shortened myself by about an inch.
Okay. So your one is shorter. Okay, now what happens is, as those discs in your neck and your upper back and your lower back get closer, thinner, and your vertebrae get closer together, they begin to smash the roots of the nerves. In the case of atrial fibrillation, it's kind of like sciatica of the heart. What happens is, you squeeze the spinal nerves that come out from between T1, 2, 3, and 4, those first four vertebrae, and they cause the heart to run fast, the heart to beat funny, and we'll talk about that after these messages. Hang on, we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way, and Leslie Doctor after these messages.
We hear from Happy Youngevity customers all the time, like Roberta.
Well, the thing is, I've lost about 83 pounds.
What? How long a period of time did it take you to lose 83 pounds?
Well, the first part of the weight I lost in about 4 months, and then I jumped on the ASAP, and I lost the last 32 pounds in about 38 days.
Wow, congratulations.
I don't have sugar diabetes anymore.
And how long did it take you to get off the medication for your diabetes?
Oh, about a month after I did the Ascend FX with the Sweeties.
Okay, and how long have you been a diabetic?
About a year.
Okay, so now you're an ex-diabetic.
Yes, I'm ex-diabetic. I'm feeling good and looking to get better, and thank
you
for the 90 for Life products.
Learn how Dr. Wallach can help you improve your quality of life. Call the local number you hear during the show, or call us at 877-344-1010, and we'll hook you up with somebody that can answer your questions. Make that call today. That number is 877-344-1010. Bone-on-bone arthritis is painful.
How long did you have bone-to-bone arthritis before you contacted us?
5 years, but one knee went out, then the next knee went out. The orthopedic doctor said, you're up for a knee replacement. And he said, or injections or pain pills. And I said, no, I'm not doing any of that. Then he said, goodbye. That's when I pursued you, and I was very, very fortunate to be able to heal my arthritis.
After 5 years of suffering, how long did it take you?
Maybe about a year to get rid of the arthritis.
What'd you use?
The Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And
wow.
But I'm very happy with how it healed.
Now you're healthy and happy and pretty chipper.
Now I am so happy.
To learn what it takes to address your arthritis, call the number you're going to hear during this show, or call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. The choice is yours. Live in pain the rest of your life or do something about it. Call today, 877-344-1010.
Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go right back to Washington State. Sharon, and I just want to finish up here. And what we have to do is, ideally, you would require three healthy bone and joint packs. Three healthy bone and joint packs, and that would allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tan Tangerine at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 15 glucogel a day, maybe even 20.
Now,
20 glucogel a day.
I'm doing those.
Okay, good.
And will that help you sleep apnea too?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I have obstructive sleep apnea. Is that connected with that same thing?
Absolutely. Now you have to appreciate that sleep apnea is a normal thing. Obstructive has to do with weight. It has to do with your vertebrae getting too close together. That's a little bit different story. But sleep apnea is actually a normal behavior that doctors have turned into a disease because they like to sell those CPAP machines and do surgery and all that kind of stuff. And so nobody's ever died from snoring unless your sleep partner shoots you for snoring, right?
Okay.
You know how Grandma and Grandpa used to solve the snoring problem, the sleep apnea problem? They slept in separate bedrooms. Then when they wanted to get frisky, they'd have some kind of signal that the kids wouldn't recognize. They'd put a blue thumbtack on the door or something, and then everybody knows what was going on but the kids. And but they slept in separate bedrooms. They lived to be 102 without a CPAP machine, without surgery. Doctors should really be put in jail for that sleep apnea thing. It's absolutely normal behavior. It's like me inventing a new disease called Blinky. And everybody who blinks has got Blinky, and they need to have, you know, my special tape that holds their eyelids up so they don't blink anymore. Well, everybody I'd send to the Blinky lab would have Blinky because it's a normal behavior. Everybody who gets sent to the sleep lab has sleep apnea because it's a normal behavior. But anyway, atrial fibrillation, do not let them do ablations. Do not let them install pacemakers or defibrillators. Do not let them do retroversions, and certainly don't let them put you on a heart transplant list. They'll run up a $500,000 bill, especially if you have good insurance here, Sharon. But guess what? It's a back problem. It's not a heart problem. Lastly, I'd have you take the ASAP. I'd go ahead and take two bottles a month of the ASAP, put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal, put a dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes before each meal. So you're going to take two droppers full before each meal, one 30 minutes before the meal, one 15 minutes before the meal, and you'll lose a half pound to 2 pounds a day.
I'm doing that, too.
Good. Okay, good. Have you lost any weight yet?
I just started it last night. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little
soon. But I have two more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He said hemo-occult positive stool. Is that important when you're on this blood thinner?
Well, it's something to be concerned about. If you start seeing blood coming through and dripping into the toilet water, then you need to stop the blood thinners and call the doctor. But when you have hemo-occult blood in the stool, this usually goes along with the gluten intolerance. People get irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, diverticulitis, but still blood leaking out of your intestines. So it's not like you can ignore that. And I would be concerned about that. You're exactly right. If you're on blood thinners and you do have hemo-occult blood in your stool, I'd be really, really watching your bowel movements. If you start seeing streaks of blood on there, I would drop the blood and make an appointment with the doctor right away, okay?
Okay, and then this other thing, candida. Do you have any kind of a systemic that could take that stuff out?
Yep. It's called Killer Biotic.
Okay.
Once you take three of those three times a day, there'll be three bottles a month of the Killer Biotic. You can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, but don't forget to get off that gluten. No gluten.
No gluten.
Okay, dear? Call me every 2 weeks
and
give me an update.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I want to know your weight, your blood pressure. I want to know how your energy is doing, how you're sleeping, all that kind of stuff, okay?
Oh, I'm feeling so rotten right now.
Yeah, well, let's get on rotten.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
All right, Tom, we got time to start another one?
Got about a minute.
Okay, well, let's at least ask the question. Let's go to North Carolina and Greg. Greg, you're on the air.
I'm standing in for Greg. He had to leave. This is one of his downline people. We were calling for another one of our friends who has a lot of medical conditions, and we were unable to get in touch with her, but I do know a few of them, so I'll tell you what they are.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, fire away.
I'm far away?
No. Give me the information. It's fire away.
Okay.
F-I-R-E. It's kind of like start shooting. Give me the information.
Okay. She has a heart condition, but she told me several years ago came through dental problems. She has diabetes.
Wait a minute. Okay, well, did they give you the name of the heart condition?
I think she said congestive heart failure. She cannot take hardly anything.
We got to run one of those message moments here. I'm going to call you Greg until I remember your name. But we've got diabetes and congestive heart failure. We'll be back with more information after these messages.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go right back to North Carolina and Greg, who is now Michelle, correct? Okay.
Yes.
So we have diabetes. She has congestive heart failure. Does she have another one or so?
She's allergic to iodine, peanuts, and oil.
Okay, I believe the peanuts and oils, but I wouldn't believe the iodine. Nobody's allergic to iodine. It's an essential nutrient. And you're only allergic to proteins. And so there's no protein in iodine. And anybody who told her that should be put in jail. Usually what happens when they give them something intravenously to take CAT scans or x-rays or something like that, a lot of the dyes they use to look at plugged arteries and things that have iodine in them. And they say, well, you're allergic to iodine. No, they're allergic to the carrier that was in there. Or they say, don't eat shellfish. Don't eat fish because you're allergic to iodine. What an insane thing to
and
say.
And she cannot eat that either. She can't eat any fish.
Well, why is that?
She's just about allergic to every daggone thing. It's just, you know, I know she has to be very careful. Everything makes her sick. Everything. She keeps diarrhea constantly. Even the medication she gives, it gives her diarrhea. She
Okay, well, you're giving me a lot of clues here. This is very valuable information, actually. So here, what does she weigh?
I think about, 200, about 5'3".
200, 5'3", okay. Does she have any skin problems? Do you know if she ever complained about her skin being too dry or eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, you know, pink cheeks?
It's dry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does she have any children?
Yes.
Do any of them, do you know, have any asthma or skin problems or constipation? Anybody get their appendixes out or anything?
They do have asthma. Runs through her family. She has 5 grandsons that have asthma and a granddaughter and her daughter.
Well, guess what? They all have a gluten intolerance. Because grandma passed it on to mama, and mama passed it on to the kids. Boys get it, but only girls can pass it on through the cord blood and breast milk. Okay, so everybody's got to get on a gluten-free diet. That's going to solve a lot of her problems. No gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. I wanted to get a hold of that CD called Cereal Killers because it's the hidden gluten that creeps up on you. again, it's easy to give up bread and spaghetti, pancakes and waffles, but it's the hidden gluten you find in yogurt and ice cream and chocolate milk and meatballs, and you think you're getting meat when you eat meatballs, but half the meatball is made out of wheat flour, corn, or cracker crumbs or bread crumbs, something like that. So you got to watch out for all that. To me, the weird places are ice cream and yogurt. They're now putting wheat flour in as a thickener. So anyway, no gluten, no wheat flour, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. Absolutely no oils, no margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressings, no cooking oils. The cheese, canned fish is fine, but they got to be packed in water, mustard, tomato sauce.
Eat canned fish.
Say again.
Did you say eat canned fish?
Yeah, if she's not allergic to canned fish like sardines and tuna, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Salmon?
Yeah, no salad dressing because they're oils. Got to give all that up. And then, at 5'3", I'd like her to weigh 120 pounds. So she needs to lose about 80 pounds. And she got diabetes, which contributes to the problem. Congestive heart failure is, and some of that weight may be water. And so here's what I would give her. I would give her 2 of the healthy blood sugar packs per month. That will allow her to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus at breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the Sweeties at breakfast and dinner. And then she must take her fasting blood sugar before she medicates herself every morning and just do what her doctor's taught her to do. If her blood sugar goes down, take less medication. If her blood sugar goes up, she needs to take more medication. And then, hang on. She's got to get her weight down, so we'll talk about that in a second. Hang on, we'll be back with the rest of this story for your friend, Michelle, after these messages.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Back with Let's Play Doctor Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and the 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, we're going right back to North Carolina and Michelle. In addition, of course, to the 2 healthy blood sugar packs. Because of congestive heart failure, I would also get her what we call de-stress capsules. I'd have her take 3 of those twice a day. It'd be 2 bottles a month. Congestive heart failure 99.9% of the time is a deficiency of a single vitamin. It was learned in the late 1700s by a Japanese naval surgeon by the name of Takaki, T-A-K-A-K-I. Very interesting guy, and he observed that by giving certain foods, he'd get rid of congestive heart failure, plus other diseases. And this he's a naval surgeon. Very interesting stuff. And doctors, of course, want to put her on a heart transplant machine, put her on all kinds of medication, including digitalis and water pills and stuff like that. It may relieve symptoms, but doesn't get rid of the problem. Now, I wouldn't give her any medication or any herbs or anything for that because she's already on medication, I'm sure. But let's get her on the de-stress capsules, three twice a day, two bottles a month, because it has mega doses of that one vitamin that's missing when you have congestive heart failure. And let's just see how long she needs to be on her medication. Okay, give me a call every couple of weeks and bring me up to date. Okay, Tom, let's go to Maryland and Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Water. My uncle, he's in the hospital, but they're trying to say that he has some kind of lung cancer, but they're not saying it's edema, but it's fluid building up on the lungs. He's 78 years old. He weighs like 190 pounds. And they put the tube in his chest to drain the fluid, but they're not really trying to say what it is. And I want to know what can we do about it, because I was telling my mom we need to get him out there, because they took him out of the Providence Hospital and put him in a nursing home and didn't tell him nothing about what's wrong with him. But he got his tube stuck in his chest.
Okay, so, now let's stop there a minute. So they thought it was breast cancer, but they're not quite sure now. Is that correct?
Lung cancer, I'm sorry.
Okay, he does have lung cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, he's got a life-threatening condition, of course, especially at his age, 78 years of age. It can be very devastating for anybody, let alone somebody who's that age. So the nice thing about being in a nursing home or at home is you can be in a little more control. If he's in a hospital, doctors have all the control, which is very scary. And so what I would do is make sure he stays away from things that are simple for the nurses and the caretakers. In other words, things like Ensure. I wouldn't let him have any Ensure as a meal because it's made out of corn oil, and free radicals makes lung cancer worse, drives cancer. So no oils that would include no Ensure. If he's having difficulty eating or they're feeding him through a G-tube, I would have him use our SlenderFX weight management system shake. But instead of making it with water, which is a weight loss program, I'd make it with a heavy whipping cream and throw about six eggs in there per serving. And he could have two servings a day of that SlenderFX shake made up with a heavy whipping cream and four to six eggs in each serving. That would give him about eight to 12 eggs a day. It'd be perfect. And then that's good for his immune system and also support fluid being in the right place, reduce a lot of that fluid that builds up in his chest. Then I would also have him take two of the healthy heart and brain packs per month. That'll allow him to have three of our ultimate selenium at breakfast and dinner, one of the best friends you can have when you have cancer because it supports the immune system and glutathione and other. In fact, I actually sued the FDA over this and was able to win in federal court claims that say that by supplementing with selenium, you can actually support the body's ability to make anti-cancer substances. So we're very proud of that work we did with selenium. And, of course, I'd have your uncle take three at breakfast, three at dinner. That's two bottles a month. I'd also have him take what we call Z-radical. And Z-radical has a substance in it called fucoidin, which comes from a red marine algae off the shores of Tasmania that actually is one of your, again, a great friend when you have cancer. It supports your immune system and does many other things to support your body's ability to fend off cancer. So I'd have him take 2 or 3 ounces a day. That'll be 2 to 3 quarts a month of the Z-radical, which has the fucoidin in it. And then, again, 2 healthy heart and brain packs per month. That'll allow him to have 3 selenium twice a day, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner. And, again, stay away from all the bad stuff. And give me a call every couple of weeks if there's any questions or whatnot. But he does need to stay away from oils and other free radical stuff, things like fried foods, processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils. And it wouldn't hurt for him to get on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. He can keep his weight up with baked sweet potatoes with butter. He can eat rice. He can eat millet. The grocery stores usually will have a gluten-free aisle. and have all kinds of noodles and things that most people like, breads and pancake batter and so forth, that are gluten-free. And you'll find that he can do very well. And give us a kind of a update every couple of weeks, and we'll kind of walk through this with you and, you know, support you with information as much as we can. Okay, Tom, let's go to Georgia and Lavinia. Lavinia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I have a four-year-old who was diagnosed with a classic case of autism. He's nonverbal. He doesn't connect with others. He's not toilet trained, no eye contact. His mother has him on a gluten-free diet, no dairy or sugar.
Did he show any change?
No. No change.
Okay. Now, how much does he weigh?
I'm not sure exactly how much he weighs.
He's 4 years old. Is he kind of a chubby kid or skinny or?
He's medium.
Okay. So 4 years old, let's say 35 to 50 pounds maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's get him one Healthy Start pack, and that's going to last him 2 months. That way he can have a half a dose of everything every day, you know, a half a dose of the Osphex Plus, a half a dose of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals, and a half a dose of the EFAs. And so what I want him to do is take a half a dose twice a day. In other words, a quarter of a dose twice a day, and that one Healthy Start pack lasts him 2 months. And I want him to eat eggs. I want him to eat maybe two eggs a day. They can be scrambled in butter. They could be poached. They could be soft-boiled. He can put a little things like ketchup or maybe even some picante sauce if he likes it on there to jazz them up a little bit so they're not so boring. He could have baked sweet potatoes with butter and a little bit of cinnamon on it. For breakfast, he cannot have any gluten. As she says, she's got him on a gluten-free diet. Well, I want her to get a hold of that CD called Serial Killer so she can remember all the hidden sources of gluten. Or everybody in the household, herself, anybody else in the house, husband, boyfriend, grandma, brothers and sisters, everybody's got to be gluten-free. Even the dog and the cat cannot be eating dry dog and cat food. They got to be eating canned food, which... because when they stick their head down in that bowl and in the bag and getting all that gluten dust all over them, and he's hugging the dog and kissing the cat and everything. So all that's got to be cleaned up. Cross contamination on the couch and the rug, in the things that they eat. It's just very, very bad stuff in these kids. And so they got to stay away from all the cross contamination. The whole family's going to have to cooperate here to get the benefit you're looking for.
Now, Dr. Wallach, he's a fraternal twin, but his sister, she's normal. She doesn't have autism.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to figure out how.
Well, it's not genetic. It's not a genetic thing. Mm-hmm. And was she bigger than him?
No, they're around the same size.
Mm-hmm. Now, does she have any asthma or skin problems?
I'm not sure. I have to talk to them.
Yeah, you need to ask. You know, ask if she has any problems not related to autism. That'd be very interesting to know. And for snacks, she's going to have to shell some nuts for him. In other words, get nuts that are still in the shells and crack them herself, because nuts that are processed on machinery to get into bags, if you read the allergies information in the back, they'll say these nuts have been processed on machinery that also processes wheat products. Well, that wheat dust from the machines is enough to make the gluten-free diet useless. And so, I mean, you got to be obsessive about it for it to work, okay? Okay, so give me a call every couple of weeks. Let me know how this kid's doing. You're welcome to call anytime because we've got to take care of these kids. And I've had them where they're 9 years old and they've never spoken. And in 6 weeks' time, they're reading the Bible out loud in church and singing in the choir. Okay, so there's a lot of hope here. Okay? Thank you so much, Lavinia. All right. Okay, Tom.
Yes.
We got time to start another one?
Well, let's do get started. We have a call from United Kingdom, and his name is Shike. Shike, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Wallach.
Okay, hello, Shike.
Hi there, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Basically, I've got a couple of problems. I've got kidney failure.
Okay.
But I'm not on dialysis.
Okay. Do you have diabetes?
No. I don't have diabetes. I've got... I occasionally get very bad onset of gout.
Okay, we've got to run to one of those message moments, so hang on here, Shike. I'm not quite getting what your second problem was, but the kidney failure we can deal with. We'll come back after these messages.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Murray Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Jimmy and 95 Crusade. And Tom, let's go right back to the UK and Shaikh. Let's see here. How much do you weigh, Shaikh?
About 105 pounds or something like that. 17 stone, around about 17, 18 stone.
Okay, so 105 pounds, which would be about, what, 40 kilos, something like that? Yeah. 45 kilos, yeah. Okay, at any rate, kidney failure and gout. Was there anything else I need to deal with?
A little bit of arthritis as well, and I'm a little bit overweight.
Wait a minute, you can't be overweight at 105 pounds. At 105, is 105 pounds or 305 pounds?
100.
Yeah, this is pounds, not kilos. Is that correct?
Around 17 or 18 stones.
Now, how tall are you?
I'm about 5'11".
Okay, well, 5'11", you're very skinny if you're only 105 pounds. Is that correct? You're tall.
I don't know how much that would be in stones, so... That's about 17 or 18 stones.
Well, how many pounds is a stone?
Around about 14 pounds.
Okay, so 10 stones would be 140 pounds. And say another five, that's 70, so that would be 220 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, 220 pounds. Okay. So that's, and you're how tall? 5'11"?
5'11".
Yeah, you're probably... maybe 20, 30 pounds overweight. Okay, so that, we can fix that. Anyway, when you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidney usually. It's usually a blockage of the small afferent arteries, are about 10,000 times smaller than the diameter of your hair. They usually carry the dirty blood into the filtering units, but when they get plugged, they can't do that, so the kidney can't do its job, but not because the kidney's damaged, but because the blood vessels are blocked. Now, do you have any high blood pressure?
They're saying something like chronic kidney failure.
Yeah, do you have high blood pressure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, well, here we go. I need you to give up the bad stuff that's causing the inflammation of your arteries. So no fried foods, no more fish and chips.
Okay.
Okay? No fried foods whatsoever. Nothing fried. Everything must be poached or roasted or baked. You can soft boil eggs. You can poach them. You can poach fish, but nothing fried, okay? You can bake potatoes, but nothing fried. Then, at 220 pounds, I'd have you take two of what we call the healthy heart and brain pack per month. That will allow you to have three of our ultimate selenium, which is good for the heart and the liver and the brain, three at breakfast, three at dinner. It'll allow you to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, two scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, three of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and three of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner. And then specifically for the high blood pressure, I would have you, and also the kidney failure, both of those will be helped by this, is the Ultimate Daily Tablets. The Ultimate Daily Tablets, I'd have you take three of those at breakfast, three at dinner. That'll be one bottle a month because it's a large bottle. And the Ultimate Daily Tablets, Shikes, are designed to actually support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries and also to support and promote healthy blood pressure. So you're going to kind of get a twofer there. Now, for the gout, I would have you make your liver healthy, and, of course, that's going to happen with the 3-selenium twice a day. And also I'd throw in one more thing, and that would be what we call the de-stress capsules. And the de-stress capsules also help the liver with its metabolism. And so when you make the liver happy, gout goes away, because gout is a failure of the liver to be able to convert uric acid into harmless carbon compounds. And so we got to make your liver work more efficiently to break down that uric acid. And, of course, with the arthritis, I want you to get two large bottles of Glucogel and take 15 a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And then call me every 2 weeks. I want to know your weight, your blood pressure, how your kidneys are doing. Let me know about your arthritis. We'll be back another day. Thank you, Tom. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Wallach, and thank you for joining us today. We'll be back here. Sorry, those of you who couldn't get on. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. We're here 4 to 5 Eastern. Phone lines open about 3:45 Eastern. The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with and refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.